WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Michael Shane.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Is there something you want to tell us?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Well, isn't that just a cat's ass?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
I know. Difficult to hear with your head up your ass.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
All right. All those who are getting some hands up.
The Omega.
It's funny when friends get hurt.
Heartbreak Mike.
Michael, you're so bad.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Every day, I am here with my heart on my sleeve.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
For those of us who aren't, you enjoy this moment.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Oh, it plays records and 8-tracks? This thing's like right out of the future.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked.
Hi, this is April Hunter.
Hi, this is Christy Annie. This is the one, the only Knockout Tracy Brooks, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
WTR Sunday Night.
I'm starting to notice something about you.
You're still here.
We just set the right tone on this show, don't we? Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Okay, so
This is a terrible idea, Rock. I'm just going to tell you that right now. This is a terrible idea.
What is?
Playing this music right now with what I have to explain.
Well, you don't have to explain it. The other part, by the time it's getting explained, the music will be over.
But no, that's what I get to fucking do.
We're gonna roast Mike tonight live on the show.
Y'all some niggas.
Okay, maybe we're not doing that. Anyway.
Okay,
I just have to interrupt and say, you know what, that was something that I was actually playing around with earlier today, thinking maybe I'll suggest it, but nah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, goofball music or not, welcome to the show on one of the most somber days in professional wrestling.
Yeah. Segment one was so much better until 1 p.m.
What the? Okay, so when there is a noteworthy death in professional wrestling over the course of the week, then we expect to start off the show by talking about it and all this. There were three today.
Three.
Jeez.
Yep.
This was brutal.
Yeah. This is a TNA production, just so you know.
Oh.
So what is interesting about all three? They all have three unique stories. Anyway, Mike, Tim, Omega, Rox, we're all here.
Yeah.
It's getting awkward.
This is WTR Sunday Night. I'll let Tim take it over from here.
Oh, yeah. It's a never fun thing when we have to talk about stuff like this. There, as of today, have been three deaths in the past, literally 9 days that were all confirmed today in the world of professional wrestling. We'll explain that and get into it. But tragically, Brian Christopher Lawler, son of Jerry the King Lawler, has passed away. Nikolai Volkov has also passed away, and its official Brickhouse Brown has also passed away as the result of cancer. Two of these unavoidable tragedies. Brickhouse Brown, it was actually reported 9 days ago that he had passed away, but he didn't. He was still hanging on to life.
That story is incredible.
Yeah,
that's something else.
Like the coroner's on his way, and his mom is sleeping in the room, and all she hears is "Mom, I'm hungry," and it wakes her right up, and it's like, "Wait, what? You were, but now you're, what?"
Dozing in the next room, definitely thinking that she was like waking up from a dream in the middle of it.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. You know, like I say, it's sadly unavoidable. Brickhouse Brown succumbing to cancer. When you're diagnosed with stage 4, not a hell of a lot you can do about it. Now, a lot of people probably are not familiar with Brickhouse Brown. The guy was from a bygone era.
Yeah, and then there's Nikolai Volkov, who was 70 years old when he passed.
He had just recently been released from hospital, like a week ago.
Makes it even crazier.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Omega. You were going to say something.
No, not in particular. Just you left off on Brickhouse in just a kind of an awkward spot.
It's like, yeah, I'm trying to move to figure out how to direct this.
Yeah, no. As far as leaving off with Brickhouse in kind of an awkward spot, my apologies on that one. I had to temporarily mute because. That's why.
It's okay. So they held a 10-bell salute for Nikolai and Brian Christopher at the NXT house show this weekend. I don't think the crew knew earlier today. I don't think many in the crew were aware of Brickhouse Brown, but I do know that part. And then there's the Ryan Lawler situation. It's a sad tale.
This is one that I'm not too keen on talking about, but we have to talk about it because, you know, it's news in the world of professional wrestling. You have to remember that Brian Christopher Lawler, Jerry's kid, on the indie scene for the last little while was really really big as one half of WWE's Too Cool. I should say one third because it did incorporate Yokozuna, but or not Yokozuna.
Yokozuna.
Yeah, not Yokozuna. What's his name?
Rikishi. So Yokozuna.
Thank you,
Rikishi. Yokozuna was banging it. Anyway,
yeah. No. The Rikishi was doing the Yokozuna knockoff.
So the Brian Lawler thing. In the last 30 days, has been to jail twice.
Well, let's just take a look at the recent events. Okay, this all basically kicked off in the public eye with having the absolute living shit kicked out of him by Chase Stevens.
Yep, that was the first arrest. Let him in jail.
And excuse me, his most recent incarceration, which what he was involved, he was in the middle of when this happened today. He was arrested for a DUI and failing to stop for police.
Heard a report that Jerry did not want to bail him out this time.
Yeah, it was like, Jerry's playing the stern dad for a change, saying, you know what? You made your own bed. It's about time you laid in it. The one thing about Brian and his father, Jerry, they had an on-again, off-again type of relationship, a love-hate thing going on. Jerry loved his kid, of course. Brian wasn't a big fan of being in his shadow. And that's why he was, you know, Grandmaster Sexay or Brian Christopher, as opposed to Brian Lawler. But,
I always remember them taking the shots at Jerry about Brian Lawler on TV about being his kid, and he would just completely ignore it. It was always funny.
He would no-sell that whole thing just because he's trying to respect his kid. But they had the moments where they were thicker than thieves, and then absolute, you know, they might as well have been strangers. And Jerry was always there for Brian whenever Brian got his ass in trouble. And as a result, Brian kept getting his ass in trouble because, and this is why I hate having to do this shit, Jerry enabled his son by bailing him out time after time after time. And then when I say bailing him out, I'm not talking about bailing him out of jail all time after time after time. Helping him fix his mess, helping him clean up after himself instead of making him do it. And, of course, this time around, Jerry's like, well, you know what? No, enough of this. You know, you did this. It's up to you to fix it. And Brian had, you know, no kick in the ass early enough in life, obviously, to be able to figure out how to handle a situation like this that he got himself into and couldn't get himself out of. But there's more to this than one thing that I didn't mention here, just to clarify everything going on. Brian Lawler was he hanged himself in jail, everybody.
Yeah.
He was found and taken down while still alive.
Yeah, he was rushed to the hospital. He was on life support. I guess they waited until Jerry showed up. And
they unplugged him. They unplugged him this morning and let nature take its course. Now that said, now we know the situation. Brian didn't die of natural causes or anything like that, or a drug overdose. He died because he hanged himself. And there's more to this than just he was in jail. There is. There's a huge backstory. And right now, I don't care to hear it. I don't want to find out. I'm not going to go nosing around. Well, you know, what was wrong in his life that he had to do this stuff?
You know by the results of the last few weeks. You know.
We'll be perfectly fair here. We've known for the last few years.
Yeah.
Because this, you know, Brian Lawler getting in trouble is not a new story.
Which just goes right back to what I was saying earlier before I clarified how he died.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, Rock, you know exactly how I feel about situations like that.
Yep.
And my stance and my position and my thoughts and feelings on people who do this to themselves has softened a touch, but still not very much. And come at me. All I can say is come at me, bro. Okay? This is my thoughts and opinions are formed because of personal experiences in my life. If you've got a problem, reach out and ask for help, God damn it. A WWE was standing ready to get him into rehab, to get him the psychoanalysis that he needed, the whole bit, as soon as he got his ass out of jail. They were ready to help him.
And like every case, they're not ready for the help. And
you can't force help on somebody who doesn't want it.
No, because it will never work.
Yeah.
So that's the unfortunate tale of Brian Lawler.
Yeah. I mean, you feel terrible for Jerry. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's something that's going to be haunting him for the rest of his life. He didn't. Yeah, it's a somber thing to think about. I hate thinking about it, but you know, I've been in a similar circumstance where you go, well, God, if I had actually done it this one time, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Well, here's the thing. He's going to be Jerry Lawler is going to go to his grave blaming himself over this. And yeah, sure, maybe some of his actions might have been a minor contribution to it. I'm not blaming Jerry.
There's no blame to it. I feel bad because it's a guilt he's going to have to carry because he will take this personally himself.
He'll blame himself. We're not blaming him.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
You know, Jerry tried to be a good dad, and there's only so many things you can do. There's no handbook, okay? Speaking as a father, all right? There is no handbook. You can't have a handbook because every individual is just that. Every person is different. And you can't raise these two people with the exact same set of guidelines and rules and shit like that. And being a father is it's proceeding by trial and error. And again, I'm speaking from personal experience. Things that I have done with my son, I know for a fact wouldn't work with somebody else. Right? So, it's really sad and tragic. The thing that really bugs me here is if it wasn't Jerry, because you know tomorrow night they're going to recognize Nikolai and they're going to recognize Brian. They might say something about Brickhouse. I doubt it.
I don't think so. I don't.
I don't think
he's not on the radar.
Yeah, but if Brian Christopher wasn't Jerry Lawler's son, what would the WWE have done tomorrow?
Nothing. There would be a tweet.
I wouldn't even say that, because he was in WWE on his own.
Mm-hmm. But when somebody dies under such circumstances, WWE has a tendency to not go in depth.
Of course.
Brian Christopher was not a huge WWE star, you know, like Shawn Michaels or Andre the Giant or Randy Macho Savage, right?
No, of course not. But you do know, but he is one of the standout figures of the Attitude Era because of how colorful he was. And we've seen him, you know, in Too Cool's brief returns, both on an old school episode of Raw and the NXT run they had.
Yeah.
People still remember Too Cool. People remember Grandmaster Sexay.
The laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. He wasn't a bad wrestler.
No, but.
No, he had personal demons. That's really all that held him back.
Yeah.
So, it's all unfortunate. It's very tragic.
It's very sad. And, of course, Nikolai Volkov, while there's a bit of a personal connection with Nikolai Volkov, and when I say personal, I mean, you know, like me, he actually was trained by Stu Hart and wrestled for Stampede Wrestling before moving on to the AWA and then WWF, WWE.
Full circle.
I knew it. I knew it.
Nikolai, guys, you know what? Here's where fond memories of somebody from your childhood can kick in, and we can ease things up just a little bit right now with fond memories of Nikolai. I mean, how great was it during? You guys probably don't remember it so much, but the Cold War, when the Soviet Union was still in existence. To have a guy come out wearing a red satin jacket and sing the Russian national anthem before all of his matches.
How great was it during the Cold War?
Oh,
these are not words I expected to hear tonight, but here we are. All the credit in the world to Nikolai for coming out there full USSR in the middle of the Cold War.
Hell yeah.
That's balls. That's back in the day when there was no internet to tell you, oh, no, they're performers, these are characters. And no, that was back in the day when people were getting stabbed.
90% of people going to wrestling shows were that guy, that internet guy. It's still real to me, damn it. All right, so.
I thought there was another internet guy you were talking about, but he's not here. But he's not here.
No, we'll never talk about that motherfucker again. Anyway. No, and the great thing is that was Nikolai's character from inception, right from the beginning. But, you know, like away from wrestling, he was just one of the kindest, sweetest, most gentle men you could ever have the good fortune to talk to on the phone or to shake his hand to meet him in person at a meet and greet. Just a big puppy dog. Nikolai, he was just fantastic. But
everything I ever read about the guy was just fantastic human being. I mean, he was a father figure. He worked with kids. He was very
Christian. He was very Christian. I remember talking to him and his wife way back when in the olden days of Wrestle Talk Radio. and his wife was just an absolute wonderful lady too. But it's sad that we've lost Nikolai, but hey, you know, here's the thing. He's no longer suffering anything, which is a good thing. If you subscribe to the belief that he's moved on to a better place, then good. Hold on to that. Keep it. Just, you know, remember him. Remember his, tag team, partnership with the Iron Sheik, and as you know, named the biggest heels of all time, and if for tag teams, and Nikolai and the Iron Sheik are two of the most reviled bad guys, but they were the ones that you love to hate even before you knew not to take it for you know, serious.
Right. So yeah, I think that's enough downer talk. I say we take a break.
Yeah, I think that we should do that. Move on. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. SomaCast on twitch.tv/WTR
Live.
and the TuneIn app. Download it onto your mobile device. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen to us on the go wherever you might happen to be. Absolutely for free. And we'll be back. What? Huh?
I said we're going to be back.
We'll be back right after this.
You want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Rack Radio Show.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns,
maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a big bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs bangs. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you
have. Gundam style. Gundam
style. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey,
I hated that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Of living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
This is Showtime Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
WGR, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I already told you where you could catch us if you're not on the website. But come to the website, www.wildtalkradio.com. We got stuff going on like three nights a week. We want to increase that. Eventually, we might. So, coming back with Lemmy singing Evolution, the theme from the group, which is ironic because it's basically because we're talking about something that has nothing to do with guys right now. The evolution of women's wrestling in WWE advances yet one more step, Omega.
WWE had a trademark to reuse, so we have WWE Evolution, which is the very first time a pay-per-view will feature nothing but the women of the WWE.
So it'll be banned in Saudi Arabia.
Pretty much.
I make a really bad, potentially racist joke. It's not racist, it's just the truth.
No, it's a cultural statement.
Yeah, okay, and that's all there is to that. So moving on, an all-women pay-per-view? I mean, the last time I heard something like that going on, it was on, like, Skinamax after midnight.
Okay, so that's as far as the dignity lasted.
You knew that was coming.
No.
I figured I'd just get it out of the way. We can definitely expect none of that to take place at this one here. The question is, how well received can an all women's pay-per-view potentially be?
I mean, potentially it's exceptionally well received. I mean, that's the hope. I mean, that's the intent. I mean, I hope it is. You know, the women in WWE have come so far.
They have, and you got to credit Triple H and Stephanie for this, I think, personally, because it was almost simultaneous that we found out the amount of control Triple H was given, that the women's division started growing and growing up and maturing and becoming more on the level from what we've been getting. You know, no more turkey gravy matches during Thanksgiving, Mike.
Well, see, the thing of it is, we got to see how this goes. I'm all excited for it, but not a fan of the pay-per-view name. So I honestly want to see how this goes. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, especially with the women that they have on the roster right now. 90% of them are the top tier wrestlers. The problem is, let's face facts and face reality. Between now and the pay-per-view itself, we are going to be inundated on social media with misogyny. That's a tough word, misogyny. Okay. Women hating guys, okay, or guys who think that women should be barefoot, pregnant in the kitchen, and topless. I got no problem with women being topless, but that's their choice, not something I think they should be. Just absolutely. I just wanted to clarify that. I'm all for it.
I know,
but move on from being a pig.
It's not as being a pig, it's just being us. Anyway. But
you talk to some women, all men are pigs. So, you know, it's one thing I love about Canada. Women are allowed to walk around topless and there's no law against it. When you're moving, Mike.
Right. Lord. But it's, this pay-per-view looks like something that can be, we'll see. Now, the problem is who's running the whole thing. Vince or Hunter.
Well, here's the thing. At the end of the day, who's got final say is always Vince.
It's always going to be Vince.
But my question to you is, whose baby is this? It's not Stephanie's. Vince's. It's not Vince's.
Yeah, it's got to be the Levesque family or the Stephanie McMahon era, you know?
You know, I think that Steph and Paul sat down and they, you know what, we should do this, blah, 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 blah. Let's push for it because it's about time and yada, 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 yada. And Paul's like, okay, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Because to tell you the truth, if any professional wrestler is whipped, my vote would be for Triple H.
Yeah.
But,
the good thing about it is that Triple H knows what to do. That is the better word. Triple H knows about the business inside and out.
Well, here's the thing. You want to know what Triple H is like behind the scenes running a show? Look no further than NXT. That's his baby 100%.
See, and the good thing about it is that everyone knows the side. We have Triple H and then you got Papa Hunter. Hate to say it, but you see the two different entities. You see the two different beings. Granted, you know, he has to play a whole entire asshole in the ring. But then now when he's backstage, it's like, holy crap, he's kind of giving us stuff that we want.
Well, here's the thing about that. He's probably the only person in professional wrestling anywhere where you see the dichotomy. Again, you've done some wrestling shows for some silly reason. I've run some wrestling shows for some silly reason.
Right.
And 90% of the boys and girls are absolute awesome, and all they want to do is entertain the crowd. They don't want to be assholes or anything like that. The only person I ever had a problem with was Lethal Larry Cameron. You probably don't know that name, but he was pretty popular on the indie scene. Did you know Lethal Larry?
I did not.
Okay. Yeah, he was huge Stampede Wrestling in the early 90s, late 80s, okay. Early 90s. He also did the indie circuit. I ran into him. I can remember running into him at Curly's South one night. Hey, Lethal Larry. Yo, man, what's up? And he's all, you know, he's all hood in character.
Oh God.
In character, in the hood, even at the bar.
The fact that you can play.
He was out in public. Right?
The fact that you can play your character and have fun with it. And that's the beauty of it. And I think that's why Triple H, oh God, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Triple H is the man because he knows what to do.
Yeah.
And he gives people gimmicks, you know, like,
hey, Triple H, maybe this.
He doesn't give them gimmicks. He works with them. Yeah, but like I was saying, the only person I had any kind of grief with was Lethal Larry Cameron running into him at Curly's. Hey man, I just want to talk. No man, I don't want to talk to you. I want to find some women.
Hmm. It's like, no, we're just going to find some women. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's do that. Sure.
Right.
But yeah, getting back on track, just talking about this, be prepared for the slings and arrows on social media. It's going to happen if it hasn't happened yet. The question that I have, do they have enough women on both rosters right now to carry off a pay-per-view?
Yes.
Okay. That said, they're bringing people back for it. They're bringing women back, and you know they are.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you want to see?
I want to see Beth.
There's a chance it might happen.
And I'm excited for this. Like, we have a lot of possibilities, and people don't understand this. Possibilities that are endless. The Divas of Doom, this may be like a huge reach, but we could see Lay Cool. Keyword, could. We could see Lay Cool.
Hey, listen, if Layla comes back, I'm a happy white boy.
I think we're all happy, and you know.
You can be a happy white boy too, Mike. It's all right.
Exactly. Who knows, mate? Well, no. Stacy Keebler, maybe, you know?
Yeah, yeah, there you go. But guaranteed somebody who probably wouldn't look out of step at this pay-per-view, we saw her at the Women's Royal Rumble.
Trish Stratus.
Stratus faction, baby.
And, well, actually, we saw two.
Lita as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have any issues with these two girls having a one more match with each other.
You know, it leads to you know, a question that people have been asking. Like, what are some of the matches that you want to see? Honestly, old school versus new school.
So put Trish in the ring against, I don't know.
Okay.
Pick a certain individual from the Raw roster. I got her in my brain.
I can't even use just one. That's the thing.
Here's the thing. Just mention one, and no, you can't say Ronda because she'll be fighting for the title.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I've got one right in my mind. See if you can read my mind.
Sasha Banks.
God damn it. You done it. You done did it.
Well, see, I mean, Sasha Banks, okay. But what about Charlotte versus Trish Stratus?
Yeah, Charlotte versus Lita.
I would say Becky Lynch versus, no, I'm sorry, no. Bayley versus Lita.
No.
Why not?
Nope. Sasha Banks versus Trish. Trish would get the best match of all time out of Sasha.
She would.
Charlotte versus Lita. Lita and Charlotte taking it to a whole nother level.
So then if that's the case, why don't we,
Just, okay, take a flyer. Beth Phoenix, go ahead. I do Beth and Becky.
I would. But see, I don't know if...
Now, hold it. I've gotta clarify something. Anybody listening who took that the wrong way, grow up. I didn't mean it like that.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Now, well, I'd here... Beth and,
yeah, of course you would. Shut up.
No, I do Beth Phoenix too. Sorry, Ed. Love you, Adam. But see, and now, what would happen if WWE allowed her to come back for one night? Nia versus Karma.
Did Karma burn her bridges with WWE?
No, she didn't.
No? Okay. Maybe.
Now.
But in that situation, you've got to let Karma win.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Is Rock with us? I guess not. Okay.
And then Alexa.
I'm here.
Yay!
Oh, okay. Well, let's ask Omega. I mean, I've for some reason haven't really talked to you much about the women's pay-per-view yet, but
Yeah, I know. It's kind of strange. I thought you'd throw it over to me by now.
Well, you know, I didn't get the memo.
What do you have, Omega?
So, I heard you mention dream matches.
You got a whole list. I knew it.
No. Like, of course there's a list in my head.
Go on.
See, when I think of who would it be, Trish and Lita, if they're going to wrestle someone from the current roster? Because we've seen so many of those matches between those two. I'm happy with that.
Oh yeah.
I want to see them. I want to see the dream matches.
Like I was saying, one more time.
Yeah, but I want to see dream matches with the current roster. I want to see like the female equivalent of the crap that, you know, we never thought we were going to get, you know, Sting versus Undertaker and things like that.
Doppelgangers, basically.
All right. Now,
not even doppelgangers.
Who would you put in the ring against Trish?
Bailey.
Really? I went Sasha.
I know you went Sasha. I think Sasha's a better fit for Lita.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So who would Charlotte face?
Well, we don't have to make them all dream matches here. Like, so far, no, I'm serious. Like, so far, the only ones that we really have announced for, like, returning women are Trish and Lita.
And the Bella twins.
I'm not really counting them.
Yeah, you know what? No, they're still way too connected to the current product to be considered returning legends.
I mean, yeah, like, if I want to, well... I would take Bella Twins versus Riot Squad right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back Lay Cool. But you got to bring back Vicky for comedy.
Well, Vicky's the GM for the night.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
As much as I don't ever want to see Vicky return, yeah, you'd almost have to make her GM for the night.
Have to.
Or commissioner or whatever.
Yeah. Look, you know what? Vicky was irritating, obnoxious, and good Lord, it was painful to listen to her. But that's what she was supposed to do. That was her job.
If you're that irritated
that you still hold that grudge against her, it means she's one of the best heels of the era.
She lost a ton of weight, too.
Yeah, ton of weight. She went to college. She does good for herself.
She edumacated.
Mm-hmm. Is that a pun on her? Okay, never mind.
my next question is, who else do we want to see return besides the confirmed ones? You
know? The hard part is, I'm not sure, like, outside of the ones who appeared in the Women's Royal Rumble, I'm not sure how many are available and active.
Yeah.
Or how many want to be.
Yeah, like, I don't know if, like, Jazz is still performing or still capable of performing.
Now, here's my question for you. For the main event of this pay-per-view, do you do a dream match or do you do a title match?
Oh, no. The main event is Ronda Rousey and most... most likely Alexa Bliss.
I think we're all not stupid.
That's what they're building to now. Like, yeah. Honestly... While I would love to see Trish and Bailey, while I would love to see Sasha and Lita, it really feels like the slow burn for Bailey and Sasha's feud is going to culminate there. That's the feeling I get, because it's the longest running story the women have had on either roster. I should say any of the three rosters, because the NXT women are going to be involved too.
Oh yes, this is true. My bad for neglecting that.
Yeah.
Candice LeRae.
Because we've got all three women's championships on the line, plus the Mae Young finals.
Who is Shayna Baszler going to be for you? Uh-oh. Who does Shayna Baszler have?
I might run Nikki Cross again.
Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. No. Let me see. Oh, God, they're doing this for Ronda.
I'm actually looking forward to this pay-per-view.
Oh yeah, like this is somewhat unexplored territory. It's interesting.
It's a perfect counterpoint to Greatest Royal Rumble too, if you think about it.
So there's a top 10 fantasy match card, and I think it kind of makes sense. The opener would be a battle royal where the winner receives a title opportunity. Which is not bad.
Nah, we already know all the titles.
Okay, this match is actually crap. Nikki Bella versus Asuka, are you crazy?
And if you really want to see Nikki die.
I mean, I do.
I want to see her violently murdered.
Ooh! Ember Moon and Nia Jax versus the Iconics for the Women's Tag Team Championships.
That's with a rumor pile too, but I don't see them having enough women on the roster for tag belts.
Thank you, Hunter. Clap, 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 clap. You know, WWE has been showing... Ooh. Alexa Bliss and Mickie James versus Trish and Lita.
See, I don't like the tag matches. I don't like the idea of tag matches here. Like,
well, see now, but see, have you not noticed that WWE is putting more women in tag matches?
They've always had women in tag matches when they don't have much to do for them. You know, it's a way of getting two characters out there. You know, it's just a way of getting
classic. Yes.
Yeah, it gives everyone on the roster a payday really nice and easy. True.
Io Shirai versus Rhea Ripley for the Mae Young Classic Finals. Okay, not mad at that. That's pretty intense. I know we're going long on this. Toni Storm versus Ginny versus Killer Kelly versus Isla Dawn for the NXT United Kingdom Women's Championship. Oh, my bad. She's facing Kyrie.
Kyrie Sane. Okay, I'm
Shayna,
on
Shayna's taking on Kyrie. So
I'm watching just for that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So she's finally getting her match. All right. I'm not mad at that, even though we all know that Shayna's going to beat her. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Women's Championship.
You know what I wouldn't mind?
What's that?
If we could bring back Jazzy Gabbard from the first Mae Young Classic.
Oh, my gosh.
Against, say, Beth Phoenix.
I'd like that.
That could work.
Man, he's going to get him on her. I don't even want X. Sorry.
All I want is a shitload of points from this pay-per-view. That's it. Thank you for laughing at that, by the way.
I need Becky to get the title at SummerSlam.
The Iconic Duo versus Lay Cool in a segment. I know, you know, Lay Cool, no chance in hell bring them back. Or the Iconic Duo take on the Divas of Doom one more time. Good to see Edge and good to see Beth Phoenix and Natalya one more time. And I know if they put a bug in Natty's ear about it, she'd like that. You know, one more time. But yeah, endless possibilities. WWE.
What I'm happy about, I am happy about is that the women's roster has become so strong that now we're surpassing the Attitude Era's women's roster. We've got so many women on all three rosters that are on that Trish and Lita level that we can have a discussion like this.
Yes. And that's the wonderful thing about it. Jacqueline will come back. Ivory. If only Gail Kim could come back.
She just stated in an interview, if she did, it would not be for WWE.
Yeah,
there's some kind of like real bad blood there.
WWE did her wrong.
Did they burn her?
Both runs.
Oh, they burned her back, so she burned them back.
Yeah, remember, Gail Kim is the one who eliminated herself from a women's battle royal on Raw, and nobody noticed. It's like, broke script, fuck this, I'm leaving. No one noticed.
Right in the middle of it, she said, fuck it, I'm gone. And
not even in the middle of it. She bailed, like, in the first minute.
Well, you know what I mean.
It's like, this is how little you pay attention to your women's roster? This is how much you care if they don't even go on script?
Right.
Fine.
Molly Holly.
Molly, I'd like to see back.
I don't know if Molly wants to come back.
Well, she came back for the Rumble.
Yeah. Which was a different gimmick one-off type thing. Yes, I know this is a gimmick type thing as well, but I'm thinking that we're going to see a successful pay-per-view. And it won't be a one-off.
Candice Michelle.
No.
Tori Wilson.
There's some I don't ever need to see again. Candice, Tori, Kelly.
Which leads me to Kelly Kelly.
No.
No, not unless she's learned how to work a bra properly.
No, we're way beyond. We're way beyond this crap ECW exhibitionist gimmick.
Here we go.
I was making
She had two moves she had to get right during the Women's Rumble and did not get them right.
She flopped. The woman, which leads to Maria Kanellis.
She wants to come back.
I know. Wait. She popped the kid already. No. No, I wasn't even talking about Maria.
She's on her, okay, I was going to say, it's like she's on her, like, 16th month of pregnancy now.
No, I'm talking about, buddies. But I was like, did she pop the kid? She had the kid all right. Did she pop? Yeah, she popped.
Yeah. Miz won't shut up about it.
Yeah, but then she, you know, with the baby fat, so, no.
What does baby fat have to do with it? What?
It's a black thing, don't worry about it.
I got it. It's a black thing. You wouldn't get it, Omega.
Who else? Ha! Yeah, right. They'd have to pay her to bring her back. Sable. Exactly. So, that's just how I feel. Alright. So, yes, Evolution. Boom. We'll see how it happens. You know, we'll have a lot of returns, and we'll see who else comes out. But, you know, that's Evolution. Later down the line, something else. Ain't that right, Tim?
Yeah. It's a mystery.
No.
No?
No.
You failed.
If they actually use the Motorhead song for the theme.
Oh,
I'm
my
god! I'm out. I'm walking out.
Yeah. I'm welcome.
I do. Well, you know what? If they could do a new Motorhead theme, that'd be fine, but it would be kind of hard to do.
Without, yeah.
Yeah. So everybody, if you're drinkers, make sure when you go to the bar and order a drink, order a Lemmy.
Oh god.
I'm not kidding. That movement is still going to name the drink a Lemmy. And I agree with it. And I'm a proponent of it. So I think it's a great idea. But, yeah. Let's talk about Dwayne Johnson.
Do we have to?
I mean, Skyscraper didn't do all that well, but you know, I rewatched the Jumanji movie and that was really funny.
Well, did you see Rampage? I kind of liked that one. The gorilla was awesome. The gorilla upstaged The Rock.
I didn't see Rampage because video game movies tend to be awful.
Thank
this
you.
This one didn't suck that bad.
Keyword, that bad.
It so was that's, watchable.
That's above average for a video game movie.
Yes. I actually watched Rampage twice.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like I watched Rampage twice.
Cut the camera.
Okay, is there a more pertinent reason why Dwayne Johnson has come up on this podcast?
Yeah, there is. He's interested, if he's not got any movie commitments, of doing a match at WrestleMania.
Ugh. Of course, this is a long running theme with The Rock. Like, he's in a perpetual state of wanting to come back.
Every 5 years he wants to come back, whether we want him or not. This time around, do you care?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you. Now, I'm gonna give you the floor in just a minute, the platform. But before I do, answer this one question. Who's his opponent at WrestleMania?
See, I know there's an obvious answer because it's the rumored answer.
Trips?
I'm reluctant to even use the answer. No! Stop, voices in my head!
Shut up, Rock. Go ahead, Omega.
I don't know exactly. Like, I'm trying to avoid that answer. But it is.
It's
the very apparent answer.
It's not a good answer.
It's not a good answer. It's not a bad answer.
It's just
the answer.
Oh, God, help us. I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If they booked it right, if they booked it smart, it would be fantastic. But this is in my headcanon going, Roman still needs to turn heel. Because no one fucking likes Roman, and we really, really just want to boo the motherfucker.
Yeah. That's the rumored match. I don't like it. They're never going to turn Roman heel. I'm done with that. Don't care too much.
Yeah, no one cares.
I'm just waiting for SummerSlam for Braun to cash in the Money in the Bank. Oh, did I let some cat out of the bag? Obvious!
There's no cat out of the bag here. That's just
what we expect to happen.
Apparent. Because it's what they do. No one wants to see Roman with the titles, but they want to make him a big deal. So they'll let him win the belt, and then they'll just find a little patch to take the belt away really quickly.
There you go. But, yeah, okay, none of this Triple H movement bullshit or anything like that. But it's been teased on several of The Rock's returns. Rock and Triple H one more time. Absolute silence. Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I get it.
See my answer for WWE Evolution. I've seen the matches. I don't want to see the matches anymore. I'd rather see something new.
Yeah. I hear you, and I get it. There's the casual fan that wants to relive nostalgia, and let's face it, that match will put extra butts in seats and sell some more subscriptions. It will. But what about The Rock versus Samoa Joe?
Good God.
Fear for The Rock's well-being.
Yeah.
But how badly would you love to watch that match?
You know what? No. Absolutely no. No?
No?
Let's
really?
Cut to okay. Let's cut to the chase.
All right.
The Rock versus AJ Styles. Because...
Yeah. Mismatch of epic proportions.
Really?
Yes and no. It's a David versus Goliath issue, and with me, it's a rehash of the Daniel Bryan storyline, all done in one match.
How? Are you really thinking that AJ Styles is that much of an underdog? One of the most well-respected performers in the business today. One of the most successful champions.
I am suggesting that's how WWE would sell this.
Except that's in no way, shape, or form how they have been booking AJ Styles.
Since when have they ever followed the line of logic?
No, that goes complete. No. From the inception of AJ Styles in WWE, that goes entirely against how they have used him.
I know. I'm confessing a fear that I am having about this.
Okay, but you're writing off the entire potential for two of the biggest names ever to have a match simply because you think they're going to book it in a way they've never booked either of these men before.
Hey, listen, you know what? Have them book it the way that they should book it. Have them build it up the way they should build it up. And I'm right there. Shut up and take my money. Exactly.
Because here's the thing. Simply put, what is AJ Styles so proud of right now? That SmackDown is the house that he built.
Yep. Exactly.
And Dwayne would take issue with that statement.
What was SmackDown named after?
Layeth the Smacketh Down.
No, lay the SmackDown on your candy ass.
Candy ass.
Here you go.
The house, I can see it now, the promos. This is the house that AJ Styles built. Well, AJ
what'd you
Styles-
say name was?
No, I can see it now. We'll let The Rock tell you something, AJ Styles.
Don't do that.
Since you're in the house that AJ Styles built, let me, or in other words, let The Rock come inside this ring, and check you in the SmackDown Hotel.
That was a terrible impression of The Rock.
That was a really, really bad impression of The Rock. And
I mean, I understand that, but still.
You understand where your major fuck-up was. You said me and not before you corrected yourself.
But see, okay, I'm sorry.
It sucks!
That's fine. I'll do that. But it's like, yes, I get it. AJ Styles, The Rock, cool. Yes. Oh, God. Money. Is it really?
You have to book it that The Rock loses.
True.
Or but, you destroy but, AJ.
But see, here's the question, though. Would AJ mind losing to The Rock?
Ah, here's the other thing. How would you make this a no finish? I'll tell you how. The Rock decides he wants to come back for the next pay-per-view and wrestle in a triple threat match. You have somebody interfere.
That is dumb booking.
Right.
Where it's WWE. They've been known for dumb booking.
And who exactly would be the one to do it?
And
wait, don't answer that.
It's The Rock. He's doing one show, one time.
Yeah.
Well, one
and,
year.
And let's just put this to bed right now. The Rock will never face Braun Strowman. No, will never happen because nobody wins in a match like that at this point in time. In The Rock's career.
The Rock is all Super Saiyan jacked up and everything. Whoa.
But yeah, you know, that's all there is to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. WrestleMania is looking, well, we'll see how WrestleMania is going to be, you know? We got Daniel Bryan back, so life is good.
So, hey, there you go. What about Daniel Bryan versus The Rock? No.
They set it up years ago.
Yeah, they did.
At Raw 1000, there's a setup for that match.
There is one setup for that match, but what's the bigger payday, Daniel Bryan or AJ?
At this point,
AJ is the bigger name.
Yeah. Yep. Sadly.
And it's the entire thing that Omega laid out like 2 minutes ago. SmackDown is the house that AJ built. Well, SmackDown is the house I created, bitch. If you smell what I'm cooking, it smells like Italian.
Weird. You might have built the house, but I own the land.
Thank you.
There you go. So, yeah, dudes. That's the way I see it. I don't know. Did you know we've got the all-time greatest coming up?
It's usually what we do.
Okay.
I think it's what we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
It is time for the all-time greatest heel second round action. Eric Bischoff versus Kane. Omega.
This is one of those where I have to think of, I have to think of consistency versus effectiveness, because Kane went back and forth heel face, and his heel runs all had different feels to them. And Bischoff is a very consistent, very asshole, smug heel. You know, I'm gonna give it. I will probably give it to Bischoff, because I will remember my time as a kid watching WCW and loathing the NWO, mostly because of him running his smart ass mouth the whole time.
But Kane electrocuted a man's testicles.
Yeah. So some people pay good money for that.
I know that is someone's kink, but we're not gonna go there. One for Bischoff.
Kane was an asshole in 2002, 2005. Bischoff was just a little kid, just planning and devising plans. But yeah, Kane kind of shocked a man in the testicle, so gonna have to go with Kane.
Tim?
Well, all I can really say is, how much more heelish can you get than being the man that contributed to the demise of the wrestling company you worked for?
So, Eric Bischoff moves on. Dick the Bruiser versus the Four Horsemen. Mike.
The Four Horsemen?
Okay. Omega.
How do you put one guy up against the Four Horsemen?
We put up Muhammad Hassan last time, so
fuck y'all.
No, it's the Horsemen. That's the quintessential heel team.
Tim,
what do you want?
An answer.
My answer doesn't matter.
All right, the Horsemen move on. Edge versus the Rock.
But I would still vote for the Horsemen.
Edge versus the Rock. Omega.
When Rock is going heel, he's so good at making you hate his guts. But he also reached that point where he was so loved and respected that even on a return as like a cocky Hollywood heel, he just didn't quite get the heat he needed to as a bad guy again. I don't think Edge ever hit that. Edge, just that slimy, opportunistic heel would just fit him so well. And again, this is where I vote consistency in heel performance. Where Rock is a fantastic heel, he really was a better face. Edge is consummate heel.
Okay. one for Edge, Mike.
Oh my God, The Rock was super funny when he was a heel. Edge was diabolical, evil scheme, cashing on The Undertaker one more than once. With an equal opportunist. Fuck, two for Edge.
Tim.
Well, there are essentially four types of heel. There's the slime sleazeball. There's the coward. There's the entertaining guy that you want to come out so he gives you a laugh, the comedy heel. And then there's the bully. Two of these roles are fit by both of these guys. One gets one, the other gets the other. The Rock is a comedian when he's a heel. He's a comedy heel. Edge is a slimeball, sleazebag of epic proportions. You want to go heel versus heel, it's Edge over Rocky.
Okay, and then Yokozuna takes on Bad News Allen.
Son of a...
Tim.
Bad News Allen. This guy was absolutely kicked. City Council kicked him out of the city of goddamn Calgary for being a bad guy, for being a heel. That alone is enough for him to beat Yokozuna. Bad News Allen, also known as Bad News Brown, in WWF, with his finishing move, the Ghetto Blaster, got mad at Owen Hart at a house show in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, one night after beating Owen Hart with the Ghetto Blaster and going out the back, winning as the heel, Owen getting up and doing backflips off the turnbuckle, getting pops to the crowd, no selling the final beatdown, to the point where Bad News came out and kicked the crap out of Owen in that ring afterwards. That was a shoot. That wasn't part of the script. Bad News Allen over Yokozuna, hands down.
Omega.
When you get a whole city to turn on.
Say Yokozuna. Just do it. Just do it. Just
do it. Don't vote Yokozuna just because I voted Bad News. No.
No, I'm voting Yokozuna because I always liked Yokozuna.
That makes a very not good heel. You're supposed to hate the heel. Okay, so your vote is invalid as of right now because you like the bad guy. No.
What's wrong with liking the bad guy?
Because you're siding with Rock and he's a dick.
I'm not siding with Rock. Rock is siding with me.
I have no vote in this. I'm just laying out, you know, suggestions.
Yeah, shut up, Rock.
Mike.
I feel like I may get fired for this decision.
Don't go against a brother.
Yeah, what he said.
I feel like I'm going to get fired. Well, I'm not. Bad news.
That's a suck-up vote if I ever heard of one, but bad news moves on.
No, like Tim said, if you got a whole city, like, hey, you got
I'm not talking just fans. I'm talking city fucking council kicked them out of Calgary.
Sorry, guys. Gotta go.
That was a suck-up vote. And Bad News Allen moves on in the all-time greatest.
This will be on your monthly performance review.
That's okay. I own the website.
Wrap it up now, Tim.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think that's it for this evening, kids. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of WTR Sunday Night. Don't forget, tomorrow, immediately following Raw, it's the immediately following Raw thing.
You can never get the name of the show right. It's the Raw Potion Live every...
I hate the name you gave it. It sucks, but continue.
Every Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Should be called Right After Wrestling.
Anyway. No, that's a dumb
yes.
name.
Yes, no, dumb you're name. Dumb. Shut up.
That's a dumb name.
Hey, do you like Fortnite? Rock does.
So does Omega.
Oh, Omega likes it too. And so does Lindsay.
So does Lindsay. So does Brent.
And Fortnite, I don't know, it just seems like a long time to me, like over a week or whatever. But yeah, you can watch him play it on Twitch TV.
Yes, we play Fortnite on twitch.tv/WTRLive, usually on the weekend, so check that out. But check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Tuesday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. You'll be able to find it at rackradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com. The Rack Extra Reviews... Total Bella Season 3, Episode 10, the season finale will be available on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, speaking about the Total Bellas, make sure you tune in Thursday night for the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack with Lindsay Ward.
Yes, we'll have the NXT rundown, the SmackDown throwdown, all the news you can handle. If there's an injury, we'll talk about it. It is The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show and all your favorite social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. It's all there. It's Rack Radio Show. You can follow Lindsay on Twitter at Lindsward, LNSWARD. You can check out her artwork, Behance.net/Lindsward, same as the Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as they could get to it, it's another edition of the Wild Wacky, the Unusual, the show that's so raunchy, it's banned from being featured in Larry Flint's magazine, Hustler.
Yes,
CB Radio.
We are the show that is so raunchy that last night's Greater Than Great debate was lakes, rivers, and seas.
What are you guys getting old or what?
This week we're doing condiments.
Didn't you do porn stars once or something like that? Like sex toys? How do you go from sex toys to bodies of water?
With a lot of creativity.
Exactly. CBRadio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
Yeah, and of course, you know, follow us. Follow me on the Twitter machines, not once, but twice. You can follow me at my safer account at Flames Forums. Or if you don't mind a little bit of uncensored and slightly right-wing opinions and stuff like that, nowhere near as bad as Rush Limbaugh, my alternate handle is at Voicing Sanity on the Twitter machines. Follow Wild Talk Radio on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Follow Rush Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter. Hey, both those things are on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Now, that sounds like it's a lot of presence on the internet, but nobody can catch up to Omega.
Yeah, and one of these days I have to put together some new outros so I can actually include all of my other stuff. I'm trying to get one that actually fits everything. But yeah, for now, you can find me pretty much anywhere except for Facebook, which is TJ Reviews. You'll find me there under that name. But everywhere else on the internet, you can generally find me as TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle where you can follow me. That is the YouTube channel hosting almost all of my content. And for the stuff that is not hosted on YouTube, you can find that over at tjomega.net.
Check out his 17-part series reviewing MetroCon starting now. YouTube.com/TJOmega.
You joke.
But I'm not lying.
No, there's a lot of shit to come.
I think there's, what, 6 videos up now?
5? At least.
Yeah, there's 5 videos up right now. There's 3 interviews to go. There's a few highlight reels. And I'm putting up a wrestling show.
Hey!
That'll be different.
Nice.
I can't wait for people to say, hey, review more toys.
Yeah. Oh, the hate mail is already coming in.
Oh, already? And it's not even up yet. Wow, talk about getting the jump. Speaking about getting the jump, Mike, you got to tweet more often. Just say hey, bitches.
Well, see, you're right. And you know what? I'm going to be tweeting very soon because in the next 2 weeks, I will also be attending an event called Otakon, which is happening on this side of town. I'll be talking to a bunch of the voice actors here. Johnny Young Bosch will be there. For those of you who don't know Adam, that's Adam the Black Ranger, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, hit me up, the WTR Oreo, on the Twitter page so we can figure some things out. Also, I have a thing on Facebook called Dragon Honor Wrestling on Facebook. We're actually going to be live streaming tomorrow. Look it up, and we will be doing, I think, our pay-per-view. My booker is doing a lot of gimmick infringement, but it's also called All In. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Don't you know they own that?
Back to you, Rock.
Don't you know they own it?
Back to you, Tim.
Don't you know they own it? I mean, that's kind of a thing. They're anyway, entitled fans. Good night, everybody. This is WTR Sunday Night Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Say good night, Tim.
Good night, Tim.
WildTalkRadio.com.